Down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Really happy and excited to be back here this week. I'm sitting here with Diane. Diane, how you doing?
Good, and you, Coach?
I'm good. We have a great episode today. We've got, we'll start with a recap of last week. That'll be our first segment. In our second segment, we're going to have Tamara Pinto, a first-year student-athlete from Buenos Aires, Argentina, current Gator. Who's studying psychology at Bishop's University. We have a special guest. We have Deborah Abwaji from Dawson College. She's a recruit who was in town last week, and she visited with us. So we recorded a interview with her on, I believe, last Thursday. And then we're going to preview our upcoming week. So it's, strap yourself in. It's going to be a long episode, and we're really thrilled to be here. Last week, we did not have any competitions. So, I was talking to Diane before we just started, and it was kind of like an RR&R week. Recovery, regeneration, rest, and recruiting. That's what we concentrated on last week. Now, we practiced, but we toned it down a bit. We had a pool workout. We loosened up on the volume so the girls could recover and regenerate and let their joints heal up a bit. Basketball is a very demanding sport. Change of direction, running hard on a hardwood floor, jumping, stopping, starting. It's taxing on the body, and you've got to be aware that over the course of a long season, you got to find times where you could allow the athletes to recover and regenerate. And hopefully we did some of that last week. We gave them the weekend off, which was their first weekend off in a while, and I'll tell you what, the R's continued on Monday morning because there was a certain amount of rust. But you know what? It's to be expected. They were really good this morning. Now, last week, our other R was recruiting, and we had a number of kids come in. We had Deborah Abwaji come in from Vanier on Thursday. We had a conference call to Buenos Aires on Friday that went really well with another member of their junior national team. On Saturday, we had Katarina Stupas from Dawson College come in, the top-ranked team in the country, and we had the starting point guard from Omorossi College, Maria Cordoba, come in as well. So we had a really, really busy week, even though we weren't playing. The coaching staff worked harder than they had all year, and we didn't have any competitions. And it's a testament to our program that we keep banging on doors and we're recruiting earlier and earlier, and you know what? I think it's going to pay off. We had some turmoil in the program. Like, it's been pretty drama-free throughout the year, but we've had some things happen to the program the last week that have affected us a bit. Amma Siciliano, our starting point guard, has had some visa issues, so we're dealing with that, and that's caused some discomfort for her and her family, and obviously it's going to affect our program, but there's a silver lining in everything, and we know the team's going to she'll be out of action for a couple weeks, and in the meantime, you know what, other girls will have to step it up, and we're going to be stronger for it. I'm absolutely certain of that. Eva Kawar, she's been struggling all year, Diane, and she started out with a hamstring injury, then it was a back injury, and she just wasn't herself. I was expecting her to play big minutes this year, and she was struggling to get up and down the floor, and turns out that, she has a medical problem. She was in the hospital yesterday, and she's going to require some surgery this weekend, and it's a personal matter, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family, and she's going to be fine. It's nothing serious, but we're going to miss her, and that, again, caused some drama on our team. And, but I think when you have a strong foundation, which we do have, all right, with our core values, I think we can weather storms, and we're fighting our way through this. I was just so impressed with the way the girls practiced today. Yes. And the way they've been handling things. anyways, that about like Diane? Any action last week with any of the university teams?
No, so they had the week off. They're preparing for their season opener next week. But we did have some games at the CJEP level. So on Friday, there were three games. Dawson won 74-43 against Trois-Rivières. Édouard Montpetit won 59-56 against Vanier. And Sainte-Foy won 77-52 against Champlain-Lennoxville.
Okay, so, you know, like, and you know, the reason why we talk about the Division I scores at the CJEP level is because that's where, like, we are actively involved in recruiting at that level. We were at the Lennoxville game versus Sainte-Foy on Friday night. This upcoming weekend, one of our assistants will be at the Vanier game on Friday night, and we will be at Champlain St. Lambert next Sunday. So we're constantly keeping an eye at the best players at the level just below us. So that just about wraps up our first segment. We'll be right back with Deborah Abouagi.
That we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We have a special guest here today. I've often told you listeners out there, the biggest part of my job is recruiting. All right. And today we have a young lady from Vanier College in here. Her name is Deborah Abouagi. She's a third year commerce student from Vanier College in Montreal. She plays in Division I basketball in CJEP. She's a special young athlete. All right, we're excited to have her visit Bishop's University. Thank you for coming today, Deborah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we're going to try to get to know Deborah a bit and pick her brain a bit on what it's like to be on a recruiting trip. Is this your first recruiting trip that you've been on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I hope you've had an informative day. I'm wondering if you could let the people out there know when and where you started playing basketball.
I started playing basketball in grade 6, and I started at Sun Youth. I played in a spring league, and that's how I started playing.
And for everybody out there, all right, I grew up in Montreal, and Sun Youth is kind of like the mecca of basketball. It's a wonderful place downtown on St. Urban Street, and they do a great job with the community. What kind of experience was it for you at Sun Youth? Was it?
I really enjoyed it. It's like everyone knows each other, and like you get to see how like an organization can also impact like some of people who are less fortunate and things like that. So I enjoyed it.
And what was the basketball experience like there for you?
Very, very close knit. So like, you know, your coaches drive you home, pick you up for practice. It was very good. I liked it a lot.
Now, so you played some ball at Sun Youth. I know you went to Notre Dame High School, a really good school in Montreal. And, now you play ball at Vanier College. I'm wondering, how did you end up at Vanier?
I was supposed to originally go to Prébeuf, but I really wanted to play basketball. And Ruby was really trying to recruit me to go and play basketball. And since I really love it, I just decided to go to Vanier.
Yeah, and I mean, Vanier is a great school. I think it's got a beautiful campus. And, you know, they've had a terrific program over the years. And I know that, you know, you've played for three head coaches in 3 years, and it's unfortunate, but you've had three great coaches like Ruby Veret, Ricky Bowles, and Francois Rene. I know them all personally, and they're all really great people, and I think that they're terrific coaches. Can you talk a bit about the positives and negatives of that?
I would say that the positives is also the negatives, in the sense where like you get to learn different styles of play, adapt to different coaches, But that also can be viewed as a negative in the sense where you don't really have a sense of stability. Like, it's always changing a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I agree 100%. I think you must have, like, there's certain skill sets that you would develop by playing for three coaches in 3 years. And, you know, my hat's off to you, because it seems to have helped you more than it has hurt you. All right. You've kind of rose above that. So I think that's terrific. Nat, can you talk to people out there a bit about the sacrifices of playing elite level ball at that level?
There's definitely a lot less time for yourself, and you really have to be willing to give up that time and put some time in for basketball and studying. Like, you're not like the average kid who just gets to go home at the end of the day. You have to go to practice, but it's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make.
Yeah. Now, how do you balance academics and athletics? And I know, like, I'm assuming that academics is important in your family. Your brother's here with you on this visit, and he went to McGill, and I know that you have the grades to get into McGill, and you went to Notre Dame, and if you were considering going to Brebeuf, those are all elite level academic schools. How do you balance the academics and the athletics?
Just being disciplined. You have to find time and dedicate time to do your homework and study, and not always like go off and have fun on your breaks. Like, breaks are not always meant for fun. Sometimes you just have to buckle down and study.
Now, when you're looking at schools, potential schools that you might look to attend next year, what are you looking for in a school?
Just a good environment to study, to stay focused in school, and a place where people are friendly, and it's like very conducive to like being successful.
Well, I think you might as well just sign up with Bishops right now then. And you know, since we're talking about Bishops, I know it's quick, and you got here only a couple of hours ago, and you've been on a whirlwind type tour and here, there, and everywhere, and you've met a lot of people. What are your initial thoughts on Bishops University and the basketball program?
I like it. I like the fact that it's very small and close-knit. It reminds me a lot of Sun Youth. And definitely considering coming here.
That's good. I'm wondering if, you know, I always ask the girls who are in here, because you might not realize it, but you're a role model for kids out there. And they're probably, there's going to be kids listening to you here, and they're probably going, man, this girl's been offered a scholarship. I'm wondering what advice you would give to a young lady out there who's maybe going to follow in your footsteps one day.
To work hard and just enjoy what you do, to enjoy playing basketball or whatever sport that you really like to do.
Yeah. I think basketball can open doors for you, you know, and you know, you're never given anything. Now, you know, maybe you could just talk a bit about, to end off, like, you know, your team this year, Vanya. I know and admire your coach, all right, Francois Rene. I'm kind of a bit jealous of Ricky Bowles, because I know she's at McGill now, so she's probably going to start recruiting you, and you have a personal relationship with her, but she's a terrific coach. Can you talk a bit about Francois and the program that's being built at Vanier right now?
I really love Francois. He's a really good coach. He's very passionate, and he tries to put that onto the girls that we have now, because we're a very young team. We have a lot of rookies. But I think that the culture that Francois is trying to put Vanier is a good one of hard work, discipline, and just to always earn everything you have.
Yeah. Well, I called up Coach Rene this morning, and you know, he was excited that you were coming down for a visit, and I said, I'm gonna have Deborah on the radio today, and I'm wondering if you could give me some of your thoughts on her. And he said some great things. He said you were a natural leader. All right, you've assumed the role of the leader of the Vanier Cheetahs. Your work ethic is second to none. You play multiple positions. You guard multiple positions. So, look, I wanna thank you for coming for the visit, and I want to wish you continued success on and off the court. And I know whatever choice you make, you're going to be successful. Okay,
thank you.
Have a great, great day.
Thank you.
Walking down the street, distant memories, I'm buried. Change. Take me to the main.
Okay, welcome back to another exciting Meet a Gator segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. I'm happy to be joined by Tamara Pinto. Tamara, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Tamara is a first-year student athlete from Buenos Aires, Argentina. She's studying psychology at Bishop's University. All right. She's presently rehabbing from an ACL injury she suffered on May 18th. But she's working really hard, and we know she's gonna one day contribute to our program. But I want to, you know, we'll talk about that a bit later. I think it's an interesting story we got here. Tamara left home, all right, but she's part of a different sports system. In Argentina, the sports system's a bit different than the way we develop athletes in Canada. Tamara, I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about how the sports system in Argentina works.
The sports system is by clubs, when you play in different teams, and is each province have a different tournament that from June 13 you can play a national tournament, but you have to classificate first in your province, and after in senior you have the national league, that is the best level in Argentina. This is in the female part, and in the men part you have a lot of levels. Professional is the national league 2, and you have league 1, this one, league 2 or is professional 2, and league 3 is professional 2.
Okay, so I think the big difference for the listeners out there is that sports in Argentina and South America and in Europe a lot of times is not associated with your school. It's associated with a club that you identify with. Now, I know right now you're playing for Club Berazategui, all right? And that's when you're playing senior in the senior club level there. But junior-wise, you played at Velez. And, you know, I think you're part of a tremendous system. I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about when does a young athlete start to be identified as an elite-level player in Argentina?
It's difficult to adapt to play in the senior league. The level is high that you are used to play.
Yeah.
But with the national team and all these things, if you want to get better, you need to play in the senior team, at least practice to improve, because in your age, sometimes you don't have the same competence between people older than you.
Now, for everybody out there too, Tamara has been identified as a national team type talent in Argentina, and she's represented Argentina since the time she was identified as a 13-14-year-old, and she's played U15 to U18 for the national team in Argentina, which is quite an accomplishment. I'm wondering if you could talk a bit maybe about your most memorable performance or event that you played for Argentina.
Yes, my best memory is when they say me that I was in the national team, like that you are selected.
Wow.
In the 12 that are in the team. But other thing that changed a little bit my life and about the national team was the last time that I played U18, and I was U17, but I played with the other team, the team older than me.
Yeah.
And we did a pre-season trip.
Yeah.
In Europe, and there when you compete with levels and players that with your age, but they are really good.
Yeah.
And they are taller, and they are physically sometimes different than Argentinian's yeah. team. So this was my test, and there I saw how and what I need to play in that level and the future to be pro and change my things or get better my things that to can play in the future.
So you saw some of your weaknesses may have been exposed, right? And you saw what you had to do, had to work on to play at that level. What countries have you played competitions in outside of Argentina? Where have you been?
In that tournament,
yeah,
we play against Team Canada, France, Spain.
So you played
Italian.
Wow! So you played against some those are basketball powerhouses. Now, here's another thing. I think it takes tremendous courage to leave Argentina and come all the way to Canada. And I thank you for trusting Coach Norman with the next stage of your basketball development. I'm wondering why would someone from Argentina want to leave Argentina to come and play basketball and get a degree?
A part is, if you are conscious about this, that you want to get better and you want to test yourself in a good level, you need leave the country, because the good level in Argentina is only for a couple of months. So the other part of the time you play at the level that is not that good.
Yeah.
And apart from that, go to study another language and play basketball at the same time is other opportunity. Is like in the only country that you can do that is only in US and Canada.
Yeah.
And you play a good level, studying something, and this is really good. In Argentina, you or play basketball, and you want to be pro, or whatever, you have to leave a school to other countries.
So this is a great opportunity to combine athletics and academics,
mm-hmm.
all right, as opposed to in Argentina where you're going to have to play pro and you're going to have to leave school.
Yes.
So I think it's, you know, we're really fortunate to have you. I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about what are your thoughts thus far on Canada? Has there been a culture shock? And you know, I think your English has improved tremendously. Has that been a challenge? Can you talk a bit about those things?
when I arrived here, I knew basic English, but I was so shy to speak. I didn't know how to speak, like the fluency to speak. And I did an English course that for real saved my life.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, Tamara was enrolled in an intensive English course in July. It's an Explore program at Bishop's, and the girl that arrived is not the girl I see now, and I think your English is tremendous. All right. How are you adapting to the different culture in Canada?
It's different. But everything, the culture is really different, but you have to adapt, and with the time, with a couple of months, I am okay now.
Yeah. Now tell me this, how it must be difficult for a young lady of 18 who's going to be 19 on November 1st. So I'm going to wish you happy birthday. Okay. And I'm wondering how is it, like, it must be difficult being so far away from your family, and how are they dealing with this?
The most difficult is because I am in the process to come back to play, and I'm injured, and I can do all my things that I used to do. Because when you are studying and playing basketball and everything, you are a little bit lazy in comparison.
Yeah.
And this is the most difficult part. And sometimes in Sundays it's like, oh, my family, because Sunday is a family day in Argentina.
Yeah.
After that, my family think that this is the best option I made, and they are happy about everything. The opportunity that I have is not for everyone.
Yeah.
So they are really grateful about that.
And we're very grateful. And I think, like, you got to understand, all right, this is a very courageous girl that's sitting across from me. And I have the ultimate respect, even though she doesn't even know it. But here's a girl who left her family. All right, she traveled 6,000 miles to a foreign land where she knew nobody. She trusted us. She didn't speak the language, But the first day I met Tamara, she was also on crutches. She had had surgery on her knee, and she came over here. And now, the other day, I saw her running in the gym, changing direction. All right? She's speaking English on a radio station. All right? The other day, she wrote a psychology stats exam. All right? And she's just come such a far way. I'm wondering, you know, can you talk a bit about the challenges of your knee injury and where you are right now?
Yes, when I get injured, I was like, oh, so sad. A part of me so sad was like in the bad moment, because only 2 months before to came here, or 1 month to came here. So my family did everything that they could to find the operation, the surgeon, everything in the couple of days, because I have to came here and be operated, and they did a lot for that. When I came here, I was with 1 month and a couple of days of my operation.
After your surgery.
After my surgery, yeah.
I mean, you were on crutches, then you started to walk, then you started to run. Now you're starting to change direction, and we're now, you know, we're almost November 1st. November 18th is going to be 6 months from your operation. And I got some good news for you. We found today, I just got a phone call before you came in, that your MRI is going to be taken care of, because your surgeon in Argentina wants to see the MRI to see how you've progressed inside the 6 months. And, you know, you're seeing a doctor today at Bishop's in the afternoon, so you can get the referral to get the MRI done. So that's some great news. All right. Now, Tamara, here's a question, all right, that I asked to all the girls. All right. Okay. And I want you to think of a young girl in Argentina, all right, who's maybe 13 or 14. And what advice would you give to her? All right. Because you're a role model. Do you know what a role model is? Girls, little girls, young ladies look up to you. And I'm wondering what advice you would give to a young girl in Argentina who wants to follow in your footsteps.
My advice is that someone who wants to play in a good level needs to leave Argentina, because the quality and the quantity of players are not similar than other countries. So if you are really good, you will play in all categories, and everybody think that this is good, but it's not good. You need to get better in your category. You can play one else, but everything. But you have to practice, not only play. Yeah. Only play is not the good way to get better. And apart from that my parents always learn to me, is you have to study first. And if you can combine study with be a good athlete, this is the best option to.
Well, this is absolutely great advice. All right, and I hope your studies are going well, and all your marks that have come back have been 80s, so it's great. And your English course in the summer was an 80, so like I think it's tremendous. All right, your family I know is coming to visit you in late December, so I'm hoping that that's going to be good. I think your rehab is right on schedule, all right? And hopefully you're going to be wearing purple in January in a game situation. But you know what? We're not going to rush you, and we want you to be healthy. I want to take this opportunity to tell you how grateful I am that you're here, and I recognize how much hard work you're putting in, and I'm very proud of you, all right? I think your family did a great job of raising you, and we're very fortunate to have you, and I wish you all the best in the classroom and on the court this year. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Then we ring the freedom bell for peace of mind. Playing your bala like I sing. What my guitar wants to sing.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. In the final segment, we usually talk about what we have upcoming this week in terms of competitions. This week, we have a big week. It's our final tune-up for our regular season, which starts November 10th. But this Thursday and Friday, we're going to the United States. We're leaving Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and we play at Bentley College in Boston, Massachusetts, all right, on Thursday evening. I think we play either at 5:30 or 6. We got to clear that up. They're a great team. All right. We got a hotel about a couple of minutes away from that facility, and then we're going to sleep there that evening. Next morning, we're going to check out of our hotel. We're going to go down the road about an hour to New Hampshire, and we're going to play St. Anselm's College, both quality programs in the same conference. And it's going to be a great tune-up for us. We're playing they're quality Division II opponents, all right? And it's different basketball down in the U.S., and we're going to have to adjust, all right? We're playing physical opponents, but the referees, they officiate the game differently down in the U.S. at the NCAA level, and we're going to have to be fundamentally sound, move our feet, get gap away from the person we're guarding. Otherwise, we're going to get ourselves in deep foul trouble. And it's a good tune-up for us. The other thing is, it's a 30-second shot clock as opposed to 24. So, we're going to have to defend for 6 seconds longer on each possession. And we're going to have a little more time to use the clock and get a quality shot. But I think our advantage will be to push the ball and create tempo, because I think that those guys like to play a different tempo of game and slow it down somewhat and play a half-court game. Now, Diane, did you do some research on these two opponents, and maybe you could give our listeners an idea of what we're up against down there?
So first we have Bentley. Last year they were 28-4 in overall and 18-3
whoa, 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 28-4.
Yes.
28-4. Like, for everybody, they're coached by, it's Barbara Stevens, and she's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and she has over 1,000 wins to her credit. And 28-4 means, like, how far did they go?
So last year they won the Northeast 10 championships in overtime. Then after, they lost in the second round of the East Region semifinals.
Wow. Wow.
And then we have St. Anselm. Last year they were 17-12. And in their roster, it's mostly juniors and seniors.
So we're playing against two really good teams. Yes. All right. So it's going to be a hell of a test for us. All right. And a couple of things we're looking to do on this road trip. All right. Number one, we're trying to simulate, we always have a plan in what we're doing. So what we're trying to do with this trip is we're trying to simulate conference play. And what I mean by that is we're trying to simulate that we're traveling on game day and we got to get off a bus. And we got to implement the game plan, and we got to get ready to play a quality opponent, which is what happens when we go down the road to play Laval, Concordia, UCAM, and McGill. Exactly the same thing. So the athletes will kind of get a bit of acclimatized to what's going to happen the following week. We also want to simulate traveling with the men's team for the first time, so we don't do it in our first conference game when we travel with the men. So we'll simulate traveling in a bus with the men the same way we do when we play a conference opponent. And we will also simulate traveling with a physiotherapist for the first time this year. So that's not a big shock to the girls when we travel with the men, when we have to get off a bus, or when we have a physiotherapist. So I think it's a tremendous final tune-up for our regular season, which starts November 10th. And we're leaving Canada and traveling to the U.S. and I think it's going to be a great trip. Diane, what are the girls' thoughts on going to the U.S. and going to Boston?
Well, they're really excited. Last year, I think we had a close game against Bentley, so they're looking to have a great game and win. Their goal is to win against Bentley and show what they have, because we have more talent this year, so it should be a really good game. Yeah. And then it's just all business for St. Anselm, and since we're the only team who are playing this week, it's give it's giving us more experience and more more preparation for when we start our season on next Saturday.
Great insights, which is going to bring me to our next segment, which is the coaching tip of the day. Diane, what do you have for us this week?
So I wanted to talk about what it takes to have a good practice. So first, you always, like I said before, you always want to look at the players in their face, try to see how they're feeling and if you need to make any adjustment in your practice plan. Then we usually start with a warm-up just to get the players going. Then I really suggest to have a recap of what was done the previous practice, and then you could do a couple drills to practice what was learned before. Then after, you could start teaching new skills, but it can't be too long because players don't have that much attention span anymore. So maybe about 10 minutes max, just move on trying to learn new skills. Then after, you need to apply those new skills in a more competitive environment, so then it's more game-like. So as Coach Ron Crivio always says, you need to practice as you play. So they need to be competitive and apply the skills that you're teaching. Then after, we can have a cool down, and at the end, we have a recap where we talk about what was learned and how we could apply them in games and what we'll do the next practice.
I mean, it's a great tip. And in a nutshell, that's what a practice needs to look like. And that's what we try to do. Obviously, you have to have the ability as a coach to adapt, improvise, and overcome, because there's, you know, all plans, the best of them go out the window when something happens. Someone gets injured, maybe the lights go out, someone is late, and you've got to be able to think on your feet quickly, all right, and assess what needs to be done next. So Diane, that's a great tip of the day. Do you have a song of the week for us this week?
I recently read a quote, which I believe you said before in practice. It says, "I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it." When I read the quote, I thought about the team and how far we've come since training camp and the past years. I believe we have an incredible group of athletes, and I love how receptive and happy the girls are towards not only the coaching staff, but towards themselves as well. So I believe that we could do something special with this team as long as they keep working as hard as they've been doing. So therefore, the song of the week is Wind of Change by Scorpions.
Wow, that's a great message, because I'm thinking we could do just about anything we want this year, all right? And I see just great things happening for the team. It's a great message. I think that just about wraps up this show. And, you know, hopefully we're going to have a great trip to Boston. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman.